It's Friday night at 6 p.m., and you're tuned in to the only radio station in the country that lets a teenager run the show. Live and in color, it's Teens on Air. I'm Andrew Caravella in the control room. We now go to Studio Z with our star, teen sensation, Zach Callison. Take it away, Zach.
Hey guys, what up? This is Teens on Air. It is Friday, June 20th. I'm Zach Callison, live from the Z Studio in Hollywood. And what a summer it has been so far. I know, it has been so hot, and I've been wanting to go to the beach, you know, and work on my tan, but my parents, they keep saying no, because apparently I have delicate skin, or I burn too easily or something, but it's hard, because I'm not a fan of the spray tan, because every time I've ever had it done, it turns me into a carrot, I look like I'm from the Jersey Shore, it's not cool. But anyways, besides tanning and beach stuff, we have a fantastic show for you guys today. Kaylee Stallings is here in the building right now. She's only 14, but she's already making waves in L.A. with her music. We're going to get to that in just a minute, but first, let's do the Z Report. Andrew?
And now, it's time for the Z Report. It's the news you can use, created by teens across America. Let's check into the Z Studios for this week's headlines with our only news anchor in the building. Here's Zach Callison.
Hi, I'm Zach Callison for Teens on Air. So we actually have a preteen story for all of you guys out of Central California, in Sacramento to be exact. Earlier this month, you're not going to believe this, but earlier this month, a 10-year-old received his high school diploma. Now, our story is sourced from the Huffington Post. A 10-year-old Northern California boy is celebrating a milestone most people don't reach until they're in their late teens, which is true for me because I haven't graduated yet. His name is Tanish Abraham, and he's become one of the youngest people to ever graduate from high school. So he's from Sacramento. He got his diploma at a private ceremony in front of family and friends last Sunday, and he even got a letter from the White House to congratulate him, which was reported by KXTV in Sacramento. Tanish was actually homeschooled. He graduated with a 4.0 GPA that we all want, and he told KXTV that it wasn't easy, but it wasn't hard either. And he said, quote, "The way my brain works is that when you give me something, information about that topic comes into my mind. I don't know what it is, but that's how it is for me." So he sounds pretty smart. His mom, Tazi, said she always thought her son was gifted, but she didn't know until he actually took an IQ test. And Tanish actually got to join something called Mensa, which is a group for people whose IQ is in the top 2% of the population. But there's a catch. He joined Mensa when he was 4 years old. So what's next for this guy? He's a genius. Tanish says that he's taking college courses right now. He wants to be a scientist, but he also wants to be the president, and he has his sights set on medical school at UC Davis, and he also wants to find a cure for cancer. That's a lot of goals, but with brains like that, I think he can do it. Pretty cool stuff. All right, guys, we're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Kaylee Stallings is on the show in just a flash.
Hey, guys, producer Andrew here in the control room. We'll get back to Zach in a hot minute, but first, I just wanted to let you know that Teens on Air has an official Facebook group page that you can join. You just log on to your Facebook and type in the search bar, Teens on Air, and join the group. You'll be able to check out the newest music, not on FM radio, find links to all the celebrities and teen stars that we have on the show, as well as check out the awesome things that we find from you to put on the group. Now don't forget, every Friday night at 6 p.m., we're live in Hollywood on Easy Way Broadcasting, courtesy of Blog Talk Radio. Once again, I'm Andrew Caravella in the control room, sending it back to Zach in the Z Studio.
Thank you, Andrew. Welcome back, everybody. Now, before we bring on Kaylee Stallings, I know, I faked you out. We're going to do number 5 on the Z Pod. We're going to get it started a little bit late tonight. Modern Life returns with Travis Garland. This is another repeat offender. Enjoy, you guys.
Told you my name and that I was born to be a star.
Welcome back, guys. We're here at TOA. Joining me in the Z Studio, finally, give it up for recording artist, singer, and songwriter, Kaylee Stallings. How are you, Kaylee?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Of course. Thanks for being here. So
yeah, definitely.
I'm told that you've been performing for half of your life. What has all that been like for you?
Well, it's nice. I mean, I've been performing since I was about 8. So it really helps to get a leg up in this whole business, to know the ins and outs of the entertainment industry before I even hit my teenage years. And I think that's really helpful to have started out so young.
I started around the same time, actually. I think it has been a good thing for me as well.
Definitely.
So I actually started in theater, which I hear you have done some of as well. You actually played Cindy Who at the Pantages production here in Hollywood for The Grinch. Tell us what that was like.
Well, first of all, I mean, the Pantages Theater is huge. So being like 9 when I did it, it was very intimidating. I think it has like 3,000 seats. So
yeah,
just even walking into the theater was just amazing. And everyone in the cast and the crew were so great. And I think that's kind of where I found my love of being on the stage, is through that production.
So had you seen the animated Grinch movie before you did that play, or did you have to watch it? Because for me, it's a family tradition to watch that movie.
Yeah, no, I'd seen it. I'd seen it before. And everyone was constantly telling me, like, up until about a month before I did the project, that I looked exactly like Cindy Lou Who. And they're like, you know, you should really play Cindy Lou Who in some kind of a production. And then sure enough, a couple months after that, here I am playing Cindy Lou Who. It's pretty crazy.
Well, somebody is very good at their job in the casting department. Speaking of casting, what was the audition like for that show?
It was pretty crazy. They had us learn this like really long dance number. Luckily, I come from a dance background, but I hadn't danced in probably 4 years before that.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was 4 or 5, I danced. So luckily, I picked up on the choreography pretty easy. And then for the callback, I actually came from shooting a commercial. And so I showed up way late. Luckily, they were really understanding about it. And let me audition. And then obviously it worked out because I got it. But, yeah, it was horrible because they were done with all of the Cindy Lou Who's, and they were on to casting some other part. And I was just like, hi, guys, I'm late, but you know. But it was good.
Well,
it was good.
You got a chance to stand out because you were late. Sometimes things happen for the better. I know I do not come from a dance background, to put it lightly, but I did end up having to do some for theater. I remember my first big theater audition. I was in a room with all these girls, and we were doing a dance routine, and I was failing miserably and crying. I was, 8 or 9 years old. So it's good that you had that experience, because that was not fun for me.
I'm sure it wasn't. That sounds horrible.
So you're from Ohio, and you moved out here to L.A. a few years ago. How often do you go back to Ohio? Have you been back at all?
I haven't been back in the 7 or 8 years that I've been out here. But I'm going back in July for the first time. And I miss all my family so much that it's going to be so great to see them again. I'm really excited.
Wow, that sounds really difficult. I don't think I could go without my family for that long.
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. But I'm excited
now,
to be back.
What would you say between Ohio and Hollywood, what would you say is the biggest difference?
The snow. I definitely miss the snow. I don't really miss the rain as much. It rains a lot in Ohio, and it's very humid, if I remember correctly. I hardly even remember it, really. But I do miss the snow, and I love snowboarding. So I wish that aspect was part of California. So I guess I could go up to the mountains. I just haven't really gotten around to it.
You like snow, and you played Cindy Who. That seems appropriate.
Yeah, it does, huh?
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break to get moving on the Z-Pod Shuffle. Coming in at number 4, it's another repeat offender. This is Nick Drossos once again this week with Your Name. Check it out.
Mickey D.O. Mickey D.O. Mickey D.O.
Half a chance and I'll be falling hard. Back in the movies, didn't have clear the
was a very catchy tune by Nick Drossos. It's called Your Name. Right now on Teens on Air, we are smack dab in the middle of our interview with Kaylee Stallings. So we were just talking about home, which for you is back in Ohio. And I know you haven't been back, but you said you have family there. What do your family and friends back there, what do they think of your career here? What do they think of your music?
They're all really supportive of me. They know that this is what I love, so they just want me to be happy in life. So they've just been really supportive and really amazing.
Awesome. I have the same thing with my family. It's good that they're supportive and they recognize that you're pursuing your dreams.
Exactly. Yeah, they're great. I wouldn't replace them for anything.
So around the country, I'd give a guess there's probably about maybe 3 million other 14-year-old girls who want to know what helped you to persevere to get where you are so far in your career. If you had to give a piece of advice, the most important piece of advice, to those 3 million, give or take, 14-year-old girls, what would it be?
I mean, definitely it would have to be just to keep pursuing it and just to keep going at it, because this business is just really full of rejection, and it's kind of something you can't avoid. I don't know how many auditions I've gone on where you never hear back, and it's kind of hard to keep going sometimes, but you just got to put that aside and know that this is what you were born to do. And so you just got to keep at it. And if it's what you love and if you keep doing it, then I think good things will happen. I definitely do.
I agree completely. Now, you have found some success in that you have a regular gig. You sing and perform at the House of Blues every few months. How often do you get celebrities at the House of Blues coming to see you perform?
I don't know. I mean, I am not the kind of person who just, like, picks out celebrities from the crowd. My mom is that way. She will see a celebrity from a mile away. But I'm never one to be able to tell the difference, really. So I don't, like, go up to people and ask. Like, hi, are you a celebrity? Can I meet you? I should do that next time I'm there. But I
hey, you were in that movie with that guy. I remember you.
Right? I feel like I recognize you. Yeah, no, I should do that next time. But I don't know how many celebrities have been through there. It's in Hollywood, and you never know. It's the kind of crowd you get in Hollywood. It's always some kind of a celebrity there.
Yeah, it's the Sunset Strip. A lot of musicians, a lot of famous people go through there. My dad, people think he's a famous guy all the time. I mean, he's done a little bit of acting, but people will point him out all the time. I've seen you somewhere. What were you in? What were you in? Like, nothing. So maybe there's been a lot of those people at the shows, too.
Yeah.
So here on Teens on Air, it's mostly teens. And something that we teens do is dating. Now that you're 14, do your parents let you date?
They don't. I'm not allowed to date until 16. They've always kind of had that rule. But, you know, they kid that, they're like, you're never going to be able to date until you're 35. So we'll see, even when I'm 16. Lord knows what'll actually happen. But no,
yeah,
I think I'm going to be able to start dating when I'm 16.
Cool. So
yeah.
Let's move away from music for a second and talk about, what do you like to do for fun that's not music related at all?
I watch YouTube with a passion.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a guilty pleasure of mine. YouTubers are just some of the best people, and they always make me laugh. So that's kind of my escape, I would say. You know, you just put some headphones on and some watch some really funny people talking. So I love YouTube videos, and that's definitely something that I like. And I also like to read. I read a lot of books.
Do you have any particular favorite YouTubers?
I do. I like Sawyer Hartman, Tyler Oakley, Shane Dawson.
Yeah.
Olin Rogers. Olin Rogers actually isn't that big, and most people don't know him. But he tells stories about his life, and he's friggin' hilarious. So you should check him out, Olin Rogers.
I feel very prideful when I find a YouTube channel that doesn't have many subscribers. I found a gaming channel. This guy's like 250th subscriber, and he sent me a message and everything. And then I checked back 3 years later, and now he's got 200,000. So that felt pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. Those are always my favorite ones. They're the ones who haven't been discovered yet.
So in music, who would you say are your role models as far as influence in your music and inspiration in your career?
I would have to say a big role model for me would be, like, Carrie Underwood, just in my style. Mm-hmm. Also Miranda Lambert. But I consider myself kind of country Americana. And if you don't know what Americana is, I always describe that style of music as, like, Philip Phillips or Of Monsters of Men. Just kind of that kind of sound, like steel guitar. So I really love all of those bands, really. And they're always very influential of my life and my career.
So you have a lot of original music now. You're releasing your debut album tomorrow. I'm going to be at the party for it. So are you involved in the songwriting process for your music?
I am. I've been writing songs. I wrote my first song, Might Have Stayed, when I believe I was 8. I didn't even know how to play guitar. I just wrote this song, and I still play it today. I still like it. It's also off my new EP. Like you said, it's being released tomorrow. You'll be there co-hosting, and I'm really, really excited. But it's going to be really great. I've always been kind of a part of the songwriting aspect of the things that I do. I feel like as a musician, you kind of have a message to spread to the world. And if you're not singing your own music, it's kind of hard to make a name for yourself and to be yourself through your music.
I find it interesting the song you wrote so long ago is still relevant to you, because I wrote some really bad songs when I was younger that I don't like to perform anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I find it hard to throw away things. I'm like a hoarder of my music, but I still like it.
All right, guys, speaking of original music, we're going to get rolling on number 3 this week on the countdown. And by the way, stay tuned after the show, after the interview's done. We're going live on the phone lines with you guys, so you can talk to Kaylee directly. But right now, at number 3, it's Diamante with a new classic, Savage. That was Diamante with Savage. Welcome back to the show, guys. We are in the home stretch of this interview with recording artist Kaylee Stallings. Now, since we are in the home stretch, I'm going to hit you with some tough questions to make it a little more dramatic. Are you ready?
Maybe. Maybe. No pressure, right? The dramatic
All right,
question
a little
time. Okay.
I'm laying the pressure on thick. Here we go. So, tell us what it's like being 14. You've been at it half your life, like you said. Share with our listeners a moment of humility that you had, maybe a moment that you were embarrassed on stage or you totally blew an audition, something like that.
Yeah, well, there was a part that I auditioned for one time, and it was a pretty major network TV show, but it was a co-star role. I only had 3 lines, I think, 3 or 4 lines, right?
Mm-hmm.
So typically I bring my script into auditions because that's just the way I am. But for this one, I was like, okay, 3 lines, I got this, and I'm normally pretty good at memorizing, right? So I was like, I don't need more lines. I'm good. We got this. And then I put, like, so much pressure on myself to learn these 3 lines that I walked into the audition totally blanked. It's like I had worked on this so hard that I put so much pressure on myself to learn them. It just went out of my head. So I stood there in the audition like, and they're like, oh, do you need the script? But, I mean, at that moment, it clicked, and I remembered my line. But it was horrible. It was embarrassing. I don't know why I decided to do that.
I feel like they're judging you very harshly when they say, do you need the script? You have to admit defeat there because you forgot your lines. Like, okay, game over. Let's get the script.
Exactly.
I completely failed.
I agree. It's like they see through it. They know you don't know your lines. So, yeah, that was not one of my highest points in my life.
So, if you weren't doing performing, acting, singing, whatever, what would you be doing?
I would be a dancer, like I said before. From about the ages, I know this is young, but I was like four to six and a half. My parents, they always thought, she's going to join the Olympics. She's going to be a gymnastics person in the Olympics. And then I found acting, and that didn't happen so much. But I was like 4 or 5, and I'd be dancing with 12 and 13-year-olds because, I don't know, my dancing coach liked me, so she put me up with all the big girls. But I don't know. I think I'd probably be a dancer. Where I was at.
I was on track to be an Olympic gymnast as well, and then I started doing cartoons, and, well, that went out the window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It ended when I was about 3, so I don't think it counts. But, like I said, some tough questions. Something a little controversial. I'm sure you know the name Justin Bieber, who has roughly the same fan demographic that you do. He had some bad boy antics in the last couple years. And as a 14-year-old girl and also his peer in music, what are your thoughts about him and some of his behavior?
Well, first of all, I like his music. I really do. And I'm a fan of Boyfriend. It gets stuck in my head all the time. So in that aspect, I really do respect him as an artist. Now, lately, like, what he's been up to, I guess the way that I see it is if you've been, like, blessed to have these people following you, and these people that would, like, go with you through thick and thin and want to be exactly like you, I feel like you should be sending out a positive message and not, like, building up an army of people who are going to, I don't know, egg people's house, you know? I just feel like you should be spreading hope and joy and not doing what he's been doing lately.
Be a role model, basically.
Yeah.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have a treat for all the listeners out there. We've got another back-to-back block here on the Z-Pod Countdown. Number 2 and number 1, both going to Kaylee Stallings this week off her newest album. This one's called The Only One. Check it out.
I didn't know how to say everything all
And that was today's guest on Teens on Air, Kaylee Stallings. And we got number one. It's her song as well. This one is called Might Have Stayed. The phone lines are also opening up right now if you guys want to call in. The number is 914-338-1303. We'll give you that again in just a second. But for now, here's Kaylee Stallings again.
Agota here from True Jackson VP and now ABC Families, the Fosters. What I really want to tell you guys about is a great event coming up next month, June 21st, at Busby's East in Los Angeles. This incredibly talented 14-year-old pop sensation, Kaylee Stallings, is releasing her debut CD, Gone, and AA and M Promotions is throwing a party and concert event to celebrate. I'm going to be there hosting along with actor Zach Callison from the animated feature film Mr. Peabody and Sherman and the voice of Steven on Cartoon Network's Steven Universe, as well as Miss Teen Asia USA and all-girl pop group Girl Radical member Negan Henry. Kaylee's invited some great musical talent, too, who's going to be performing there before Kaylee takes the stage to perform her original songs off her debut album, Live. So come on out and join me, Ashley Argota, to support my friend Kaylee Stallings and her music. You guys can go ahead and get more information and purchase tickets by going to www.facebook.com/AAMPromotions or www.easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. See you guys there.
The show is officially over. Thanks for listening. But don't change the station just yet. Zach Callison has Kaylee Stallings live in the Z Studio taking your phone calls. 914-338-1303. That number, one more time, is 914-338-1303. I'm Andrew Caravella in the control room. Let's turn it back over to Zach and Kaylee in the Z Studio who are taking your phone calls live over the air as we speak. 914-338-1303. Zach and Kaylee, it's all you guys. Take it away.
Hey, guys, we're back. Don't be shy. Call in. We'll get to you. Trust me, it's going to be a lot of fun. But before we take some calls, I want to remind everyone that this is actually my last live show for the next month. We're pre-recording some amazing shows with some really cool guests. Next week, we're going to have my friend Tiffany Espenson. You might know her from Nickelodeon's Bucket and Skinner. She's got a new show on Disney XD coming out called Curvy Buckets. She has something for buckets. I don't know what that is. But I will be in Europe for the next month. I'm going to be sending in on-the-spot interviews, though, for some little segments during the show. My talk in some, with some Italian people in Italian, because that's what I'm studying. But Andrew says that we have to do it this way because the long distance is way out of our production budget, and he doesn't want to do long-distance calls. But be sure to listen in next week to hear Tiffany and I talk and hear what I'm up to on the European continent. But for now, why don't we get some calls? Kaylee Stallings is on the air here, 914-338-1303. Call that number, and we'll talk. Let's get our first caller on right now. 7886 is the last four digits of your number. Let's put them on.
Hi, it's me, Janet.
Say that again. I didn't hear all of that.
Oh, hi, Zach. It's me, Janet.
Hey, Janet, what's up? Good to hear from you again.
Very good. Thank you, Zach. How are you?
I'm good. What's your question for today?
What is your favorite sport?
My favorite sport?
Uh-huh.
I actually used to play. My dad was the coach of our team in Ohio. So, yeah, I used to play soccer, and it was amazing. Now I play more golf and tennis, but I think soccer has always kind of been my favorite.
Are you following the World Cup at all?
I'm not. Are you?
USA, yes. We're doing pretty good right now, so that's exciting.
That's good.
All right, my favorite sport, in case you were wondering, is baseball. I'm a huge baseball fan, St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, that's really awesome, Seth. Congratulations, and keep up. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in again, Janet. You too, Seth. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. All right, guys, we're going to move on to the next caller. Let's see. This number is ending in 0800. Let's put him on Teams on Air. Hey.
Hey, Kaylee, Zach, how y'all doing?
Hi.
Hey, Kaylee, I got a quick question here for Kaylee. Kaylee, you've got a great country flavor to your music, kind of a country rock. Have you done some of your recording in Nashville? Have you done it all in the L.A. area?
No, it's actually all been in L.A. I hope to one day go to Nashville and record some stuff, though.
I noticed some nice steel guitar. And the first song, for sure. The second song still had that country flavored. Is country something you listen to a lot as a young kid growing up?
Yeah, no. I mean, I listen to, like I said before, Carrie Underwood, Miranda Lambert. I also really like the band Perry. I think their harmonies is just awesome. So, yeah, I listen to some country, definitely.
Very cool. So are you going to be going to Nashville to do some stuff, you said?
I might. I might during our Ohio trip next month. I may be going to Nashville. We'll see what happens.
And
awesome.
Your show tomorrow, looking forward to going to the show tomorrow, starts at 2, is that correct?
Yes, 2 at Busby's East.
Very cool. All right, well, thank you very much.
And I will be there tomorrow at Busby's East along with Megan Henry and Ashley Argota and a whole slew of other people. I believe there's still some tickets available online. Don't quote me on that, but give it a shot. It's going to be a lot of fun, guys. And thank you for calling.
Yes, thanks for calling. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Andrew's yelling at me from in the booth. Probably can't hear it, but he's waving his arms violently again. So we're a little bit over time. Let's take our last caller. This number is ending in 5043. Let's put him on the air.
Hi.
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 Hi. My name is Estelle,
What's your name?
Estelle.
Estelle.
And I was wondering, because I've heard that you were homeschooled, Kaylee, and I was wondering what your favorite part about that was.
What my favorite part about being homeschooled? Not having to wake up early. I'm terrible. I wake up at, like, 9 or 10, which is really good. And you can do homework in your pajamas. So that's always good. And then, you know, not having to interact with other human beings is another good aspect.
Cool.
But, I really like being homeschooled.
I second that notion. I've been homeschooled for a long time. I'm not a morning person, and being voiceover and homeschooled my entire life is in my pajamas, so that is accurate.
Mm-hmm. I was actually homeschooled, too, and I loved it.
Yeah, it's great.
Are you still in school now, or have you graduated?
No, I'm in college.
Cool. I don't think you can do, unless you're doing online college, I don't think you can homeschool through college, but...
Yeah, not really. Waking up early is no picnic for college.
Yeah. I got a great piece of advice from a friend of mine. Never, ever take an 8 a.m. class in college. It is the worst decision you'll ever make.
Yeah. I can imagine.
That's really good advice.
Thank you so much for answering my question.
Yeah, thanks
no
for
problem.
Calling.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Right. Hope to hear from you soon.
Bye-bye. Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, guys. Andrew's getting really angry now, so I think we're going to cut it loose. Thank you for listening. Thank you to Ms. Kaylee Stallings for being on the show today, and congratulations on your new album.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So, like I said, you guys heard two of Kaylee's songs earlier in the ZPod Shuffle. Those are going to be out tomorrow with her new album, Gone. We're having an album release party here in L.A. at Busby's East. There's still tickets available online. Check out our Facebook page for that info. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We got raffles, celebrities, all sorts of crazy stuff. I'm going to be hosting it with Megan Henry and Ashley Argota. And we're just going to have a good time. So I hope to see some of you guys there. Once again, thank you for tuning in to Teens on Air. Next week, we're going to have a pre-recorded show with Tiffany Espenson. Friday night, 6 p.m., same time. I'm going to be headed over to Italy, and we're going to do some crazy segments over there. It's going to be a lot of fun, you guys. Thanks for listening. This has been Teens on Air. I'm Zach Callison. Good night.